Tonight's shir is Siman Shin Beis, Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis. Siman Shin Beis, Dine, Nikui, V'kipul, HaBgodim, B'Shabbos, the halachas of cleaning and folding clothing on Shabbos, Sif Aleph. HaMenayer Talis Chadosho Shechoyro, Min HaTal She'oleho Chayev. If a person were to shake out a new talis, a coat that's black, and it has dew on it, so you're shaking off the dew, Chayiv. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. Shehaniyo yafalo kamo kibus, because shaking it out will help it no different than laundering it. Provided that he would not wear it without shaking it out. He's upset about it. He wants it to be shaked out. So when he does it, that's Issa D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Masechah Shas from Zayin, Hamanar talisa b'shabes chayv chatas. If a person would shake out his talis on Shabbos, chayv chatas, and then the Gemara gives all the conditions. Lo aman el bechadti. It's only if it's new. Lo aman el beuchman. It's only if it's black. For who the kapur alive, and it has to be something that he's makbid on. So these are the three conditions. It has to be new. It has to be black. It has to be his makbid. The Ramah adds, v'kol shkein she'osu nar beged she'nasha b'mayim o she'yard lov gesham. And certainly, it's forbidden to shake out a garment that got soaked in water or got rained upon. Again, only if it's new and is makbid, but here it doesn't make a difference what color it is. Here, even if it's not black. Yesh, or some say, that one may not shake out a garment if it is dirty or dusty, if it bothers him. The Tov Lachush Adov, and it's proper to be concerned with this viewpoint. This is Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara says, Hamanar Talisa, you shake out your talis. Rashi says, from the offer, your talis got dirty and you're shaking it out, Chayiv Chatas. Tosfos quotes Rabbein Chananu that it's talking about tal on the talis. So Mechaber is bringing the Shita of Rabbein Chananu according to Tosfos and Rishonim. The Yesh Om is Shitas Rashi. Now, if feathers got on the garment, you can remove that on Shabbos. That's not kibbutz. That's not laundering. Look later in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. In Shin Lamed Zayin, the Berlocha tells us later on, in Shin Lamed Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch tells us the permitted way to remove the avak, a permitted way to remove dust, if it's an older garment, it's not new, or is not makbid, or how to remove the noitzis, how to get feathers off, that you cannot do it with a brush. You cannot use a brush or a tool to do it. And they explain, because of the dechol. Mishdebura sefkaton aleph. If a person shakes a new talis, chadosha, the chadosha, what's the definition of new? New is, im lo nishtamish bo idayin habi. You haven't used it a lot. So it still has a new appearance, even though it's not actually new, but it has a newness to it. So that's all included in this Isser. Sifkan beis shechayra, and it's talking about a talis that's black, a coat that's black. Avachirvi, but if it's white, visumki, or red, or other colors, less lomba, that doesn't bother us. But Tom, the reason is, debechadosha ushchayra, when it's black and it's new, when you shake it out, it's clearly nicer than it was before. It says that he's makbid. Hatam, the reason for this is, then we look at shaking it out the same as laundering it. But if he doesn't care, and he'll wear it without shaking it out, then even you can shake it out. So basically, the definition of makbid is, do you normally shake it out if it wasn't Shabbos? If it's not Shabbos, you give it a shake, that means you're makbid. So when it comes Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. The Berlocha points out, tal is lavdafka, he quotes the Eliyarabo, duad and shelg, the same is true with snow. So the Berlocha says, it would seem to me that if the snow had not yet melted, it should be mutter. It's no different than feathers because it's above the surface. It's oimid lamala below nechnostim besoch. It doesn't go in. But you have to do it lightly. It has to be just getting off the surface, getting off from the surface before it melts. Sifgan gimel, gisham v'chulu. if it got rained upon, it's also a problem. Ubezeh ein chilek ben shach l'shar tzivoinim, when it's rained upon, we don't differentiate if it's dark or other colors. Kamo b'tal le'el, like we did by tal. The daf kasham, because only by tal, by du, shehu mut, it's a little bit, in makbid l'na'er el ba'uchmi. So people only makbid to shake it off when it's a black garment. Al v'kan shemayim ruben, but here, when it's a lot of water, haderech l'hakbid l'na'er b'cholvagon, the people are makbid, they want to shake it out, all colored garments. V'yesh b'zeh mishum schita, and there's an iser schita. Sifkan da'alt chodosh shemakbid alav. It's only a beged chodosh that he's makbid on. A new garment. What's the learning to say? The mistama who makbid alav. We assume that he cares about it. L'na'er, to shake it out. L'fisha miskatzer ayidei mayim, because the water will make it shrink if it stays in the water. Even if the garment is older, you also have to be careful not to shake it out from water if you shake it out strongly. Because then, when you shake it out, you could be squeezing it out. As is known, when a garment is absorbed, has absorbed water, it gets squeezed out when you shake it vigorously. So a person has to be careful that a vigorous shake will be usher no matter what. A menar doesn't mean strongly, doesn't mean vigorous. It's a light shake to get off. So that is going to be mutter for the begadim that aren't new, or the begadim that are tzivoinim. But when you're dealing with chodosh, black, so then we're makbid even a light shake, and if it's a beged yashan, a vigorous shake. The lengthy bir halacha is to point out that we know if he's makbid it's aser, if he's not makbid it's mutter. What's the case if it's stam? So the Mishnah says mistam he is makbid, and the bir halacha goes to prove from the Yishonim that that's the halacha. If it's stam, if you don't know if he's makbid or not makbid, we assume he's makbid. It's only when you know he's not makbid that it would be mutter. But if it's a stam, we don't know if he's makbid or not, that's already considered makbid. Sifkon hey, the asul na'er. Then the Ramah brings Yeshom Shitas Rashi that you cannot shake out a garment that is dirty, but it's dry. Hudas Rashi, v'siya so, this is Rashi and those who hold like Rashi. The Savi who hold, the Hod, the Minim Gemara, the Gemara says, Amr of Huna, when Rav Huna taught, Hamanar Talis B'Shabbos Chayav Chatas, to shake out a towel on Shabbos is chayav chatas. Again, it's like a garment to shake it out in Shabbos. He's over. This is the Raisa. The Hainu Kishabinara Talisa Mina Avok V'Ha'afarshin of Lebo. Rashi says he's shaking it out from dust and dirt that got absorbed into it. V'Chayav Mishum Malabin. And the Isser is Malabin. He's cleaning it. V'Davka B'Chalati U'B'Uchmin. Again, the Gemara specifies this is when it's new and when it's black. Alba Atiki or B'Chiv V'Sumki Lesamba. But if it's old or white or colored, there's no iser. Kamavor sham, like it says there in the Gemara, the Kamala Eli in Tal, the exact way we're learning when we mentioned Tal, that was a Ben Chanal's Mahalach, when we talked about do. Ve'kavana serav nami da'afka b'chati b'uchmi. So when the Ramah brings this Yesh Omim, he's referring to dark clothing, new clothing. Vaydenaka b'loshin iser, he says osulinayer. Lashmina to teach us, dem eino makbid, if it doesn't care, afilu isur lespa, then there won't be an iser. There won't be an iser if he's not makbid. But if he's going to manar b'chazek, let's say he's going to shake it vigorously, so notice being from Shlomo Zalman, then he's usur. Shlomo Zalman said, if you shake it vigorously, it's going to be usur. It shows that you're makbid on it. That's why you're shaking
why
vigorously.
Why are the other colors not an issue?
Black is marred more by things on it than colored clothing. Colored clothing, so it like blends in. But with black, it stands out. So there's mamash al chashash. There was a tchufa where there were people who held you can't wear black on Shabbos for this. For this chashash. They wore dafka white. Black easily attracts the stuff and you'll clean it off. Now you open this, sir. Lamai said that's a long time ago. We don't do that anymore. Sivkat vav. V'toiv l'chush l'dvarov. It's good to follow Shitas Rashi, V'tov v'chulu. Ayin b'el Yirab, look in the Rabba, Shekosiv d'medina yeshisa b'za. This is me'ikar adin. It's usur to shake out the dust and dirt from the cloth. Ki harbi rishoyim soyv Shitas Rashi, because many rishom holak Rashi. Ayin shom look over there. However, it would seem we could rely on the first view to be lenient if a non-Jew were to shake out the clothing with the dust on it. Sometimes there's even a covered bias element as well. In other words, the Rabbi Nachman who learns the Gemara's talking about dew seemingly would hold that there's no issur b'chlal if it was dust and dirt. It's only if it's wet. Rashi's introducing, no, even if it's not wet, even if it's just dust and dirt, it's also. That's not in the Gemara. But those who disagree, the Mechaber would seem to hold, Rashi says, Hamasan Mutter. So Eliab is saying, that's what the Gemara says, Tov Lachush. And Eliab says, Medina, there's many who show him like Rashi, Shmi Machmir. And Mr. Bura says, but Lamaisa, since the Mechaber was Mekel, in case of a Tzarech and the covered Abiyas, you can have a non Jew do it. Vitoiv li Zoher, it's really important and good to be careful. When you come Shabbos morning to Beis Medrash, put your hat and your jacket and your coat in a place that's protected. So it shouldn't fall on the ground. And then it gets all dusty and dirty. So there's a concept that we try very hard to avoid the Nisayon. I would often say, it's not like we have this gevaldik yetzahara to do meleches b'ayir. If you don't know halachas, you'll end up doing it. But it's not like you have yetzahara to do it. But malabin is gevaldik yetzahara. No one wants to go in their nice clothes dirty. It's gevaldik yetzahara. It's very hard not to clean off your clothes when it gets dirty on Shabbos. So like the Mishnah Berurah, don't let it get dirty. Just be careful. Be extra careful that it shouldn't get dusty. You should have come to the nisayon of have to clean it off. You're allowed to remove feathers. Removing feathers is not comparable to the malach of doing laundry. The feathers don't penetrate the fabric like water and dust and dirt. It just rests above. Therefore, you can remove the feathers even if the garment is new, even if it bothers you. It doesn't make a difference. The Berloch Lachush Dvarav says that when we machbir, like Rashi, when it comes to dusty, dirty clothing, hanafilu biyad, that means even with your hand, the near hanafilu biyad, shaking it is with your hand. The koshkenai de klisha koen brushed o matlaka, and certainly you can't use a brush. You certainly cannot brush your clothing. Then it brings a chiddush, ayin sham oyut shakos b'shem yas devash, tefish lo yodanu. At kama nikuchash, we don't even know how long a garment is called new. Chen tzerich lizor b'kom, you should be careful with all your clothes. U'shar achronim lo hiskir dovezeh, the ein ona b'kim. Other achronim do not quote this idea that we don't know. V'amachmir tavo olav brach, but one who is strict should get blessed. V'amekel yesh lo malismach, one who is lenient will have who to rely upon. V'tov shiyas haydei shinu klachad, if you're going to clean off an older garment, then do it with a shinu. But again, one should be more careful that it shouldn't happen, that you need to do it. Like wrote Mishnah Berurah, just be careful with your clothes. If someone removes a clump from the material of the fabric of the clothing, sometimes after a wool garment is woven, it comes off the loom, you might find, I'm not sure if it's pili or it's a piece of wool that just didn't go in. To remove that, chayiv, is it is a diraisa, mishamakba patish, it's the finishing touch. But it has to be that he cares about it. If it just comes off as he's using it without intentionally removing it because he's makbit potter, that's not an is a diraisa. The word is like a beles, which is a clump. Sometimes you'll have some straw or splinter that gets woven into the garment. It wasn't intended. It's the same thing as this yabeles that you want to remove. It's the makav patish. It's similarly forbidden to remove a basting thread that the tailor sews initially to attach the pieces of fabric before they sew it finely together, and then afterwards they remove the basting thread. For after the chiyuv nami yesh, there could be an issue to remove that basting thread. Shadechu umanim lohasir be'es kamalach. It's normal for the tailor to remove that when they're done. The last step of the process is to remove that white thread that held the pieces together when you started. Sifkan tes. Mishomake bepatish. So the issue here is the finishing touch. If you do something, and this is the completion of the malacha, there'll be a chiyuv, an iser, because of this malacha makapat, which literally means the last hammer blow. Shkein derecha uman lahakos bepatish al hakli achar she nigma. This is normal for the craftsman. When he finishes creating a vessel, he'll give it a hit with the patch, with the hammer, lahashvos akmim we saw, just to straighten out any bends in it, and that's the finishing touch, the final blow. So that became the name of the malacha anytime you do the finishing touch. Sifka and yud v'hushi yakbin aleim, this is also remove this clump of material, clump of wool, if he's makbid, perish, meaning shemisir bekavana, he removes it intentionally, k'del yapus habeged, to make the garment look nice, for lo kimis asek, it's not just in the course of using it. Even though he would still wear it without removing the clump, he's chayv. This is a bigger element of malacha than the case of Sif Aleph. The only patur here is not if he's not makbid, the patur here is if he's misasik. It's as he's using it. Kasif HaRambam. The Rambam writes, this is a third shot in the Gemara. The Gemara said, Hamanar Taliso Chayiv. Rabbi Nachman said, it's your menar, it's shaking it out from the dew. Rashi says, you're shaking it out from the dust. The Rambam writes, Hamanar Talis Chadosha Shechoyva. If a person were to shake out a new dark garment, Kedelina Oysa, to make it look nicer, Ula Hasir Hatsiyuv Halavon Hanis Leba, to remove the white thread that's hanging on it, kederech shehaumonim oisim, the way the tailors do, chayiv mishamaka patish, it's a chiyiv, because a maka patish. Rashi and Ben Chanan are learning it's a malabi in the kalocha. The Rambam learns the Gemara, it's a maka patish halocha. Vim eino makbid, if he's not makbid, mutter. Ad kan dvar, that's what Rambam says. Uperish makbid lin, what does makbid mean? Gam ken kosher kavanos kedil yaposo, that he's doing it to make it look nicer. Well, in Yabelis, like the case of Yabelis, the Rambam puts them all in the same halacha, the case of Yabelis and the case of Menayer. Sifkan Yunalf, Potter. If it's Derech Esek, it's not an Issa D'Rais, it's Potter. B'Sefer HaZichron Es Kosev the Issa Yesh B'Zeh, the Sefer HaZichron says it's still awesome. Kosev HaLochus G'dos writes, Yashav Lo Zera Pishton Otav Shal Al Kesuso. If some flaxseed or some dribble of food gets caught on his garment, mutter lekalfa, you can peel it off on Shabbos. Vinir would seem, if this garment was new and dark, einu mutter lekalfa, it wouldn't be allowed to peel off this food residue or flaxseed, rak be'einu makbid, unless he doesn't care. Vimulach, if it was moist, mekancho b'smartut, you could take a rag and wipe it off. Ukhtaraman, as we'll see later on. The notes bring the Rambam that Mr. Brewer quotes about removing the thread or the basting thread. So how does that fit into removing tags on your clothing on Shabbos? So Shmuel Zalman said there's no makapatish by removing tags on Shabbos, because the basting thread they're talking about was attached in the process of making it, and now that you're done, you're removing it. That's makapatish. Here, the garment was finished. Then they take the finished garment and start attaching tags to it. So there's no maka padish to remove the tags. Maka padish is when it's the finishing touch on the garment. Here it's not a maka padish. They only put them on when the garment was complete. And in Mela, it's not considered maka padish to remove tags that are added to the garment afterwards.